Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick leading you on a voyage of musical archaeology from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop, we like to explore LPs, yes, vinyl, 78s, 45s, reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, cassettes, and, oh yeah, even a few CDs. To start off the program today, I do have some literal reel-to-reels. Later on, we're going to get into a featured album, Will and James Ragar. Great album, and I'll be talking more about that in a little bit. But yes, first, reel-to-reels from the Bodie Recording Company. The Bodie Recording Company was run by Thomas and Louise Bodie, and it was Cleveland, Ohio's first African-American-owned and operated recording studio, serving a clientele ranging from gospel, soul, and rhythm and blues groups to rock, bluegrass, and country musicians from as far away as Detroit and West Virginia. Thomas Bodie first built his studio in the basement of his home at 9410 Pierpoint Avenue during the 1950s. He used rebuilt or modified recording equipment exclusively, often building components from scratch using schematics loaned to him by his mentor, Hank Schneider. Bodie's first paying job was recording operatic tenor Jan Pierce, who appeared at Severance Hall as a guest of the Jewish Singing Society in 1959. Within a few years, Bodie moved to 12202 Union Avenue and installed his studio, and in the 1970s, a record pressing plant in a small building that had once been used as a dairy located behind his house. Because of their low rates, Bodie Recording attracted hundreds of musicians seeking to make demonstration records and send songs to labels like Motown. They attracted lots of bluegrass, country and western, traveling gospel groups, both white and black musicians, and they gave Bodie Recording the nickname Little Nashville, because customers who wanted limited runs of 45 RPM records to sell independently, the Bodies were just perfect for that. They had a bunch of created labels, Plaid, Luau, Bounty, Soul Kitchen, Let Ricky, and that's just a few. They had a portable setup, they would come to you and record you. Just an amazing, amazing time in Cleveland. So discovered amongst Bodie Recording's cache of reel-to-reels and acetates was a couple of songs, well, a bunch of songs that were attributed to no one in particular. Just question marks. There was no information labeled on these reel-to-reels. So I'm going to play two of those for you right now from the Bodie Recording Company. More mysteries on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Oh,
unknown artists recorded at the Bodie Recording Studios in Cleveland, Ohio, back in the 1960s. That's a tune called Selfish One, or at least we think it is. And before that, Let the Children Play. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is brought to you by the Women's Anarchist Guild Annual Flea Market for all your revolutionary needs. And if you're interested, you can surf on over to our blog and get some cool audio gems over there at www.radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. And please leave a comment. I would really appreciate it. Coming up on the program, we have Will and James Ragar from their 1980 LP, which was released on No Mountain Records in Texas. But first, I'm going to play another tune by Gordon Peterson, who I've been playing his songs during the last few programs, from his one and only LP, which was called Big Harvest, and that was released in 1989 under the name of Indio, which is his recording project name. This is the title tune from Big Harvest.
Mm-hmm. These are the hardest days, don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, oh, what I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, oh, what I want to know, will you come with me? Goddamn, will I declare, have you seen the light? Their walls are built of cannonballs, their motto is, don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone, he's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, where does the time go? In a silver mine, and I call it Baker's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, how does the song go? Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along or go alone, he's come to take his children home. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone, he's come to take his children home.
Couple of familiar tunes there on the Radio Thrift Shop with the Grateful Dead, Uncle John's Band, before that Apollo 100 with a version of Mason Williams' Classical Gas. This is DJ Frederick and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, exploring the dusty side of music. And right now I have the featured release of the week, Will and James Ragar, and they recorded an album in 1980 on No Mountain Records from Midland, Texas. It was recorded in April 1980 and it was produced by the Ragar Brothers. And they wrote all of the songs, recorded most of the music by themselves. Just some incredible, incredible, beautiful folk pop music that the likes of which are rarely heard. And I'm going to just read a little bit of what Will Ragar has to say. "We started out as the Will James Band doing live gigs in the Louisiana club scene, playing blues, rock, and jazz combos, covering everything from James Taylor to Jimi Hendrix. We evolved into a mostly acoustic folk rock duo by the time we did our album in 1980. No Mountain Studio in Midland, Texas was a haven for singer-songwriters. The No Mountain name came from their engineer, Nick Carlton. It was a commentary on the bleak desert atmosphere of the Midland area. Sand, mesquite trees, and the oil fields kept us indoors for the most part. Nick heard us perform at Eden's, our first gig in the Midland area, and wanted to record us. He generously engineered the album and handled the mastering process in hopes that our album would be picked up by a national label. We were all quite energized. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, and I think they pressed up maybe 500 copies of this album altogether. And where those copies are now, nobody knows. But thanks to Riverman Music in Korea, we have a re-release on CD of the Will and James Ragar LP from 1980. Let's take a listen.
The gentleman, the time carved its way like the night. I turned back the pages and try to understand. As the day goes tired of it all, as the day grows tired, day grows tired of it all. As the day grows tired, day grows tired of it all. Do you need me for a harmony? To both sail the Aegean breeze, the song of a dolphin like a silver flute, reminding me of time with you. As the day grows tired of it all, as the day grows tired of it all, as the day grows tired of it all.
My lady's back and I'm feeling fine. She polished me with love so kind. The gray is gone, I'm starting to shine. She gives me inspiration,
She helps my situation look brighter. When I'm feeling down, she's my clown. She's laughter, she's laughter. After years of trial, I think we've won. Love bound by heart, yet free to run. A time or two, I thought we'd lost. But here we are, we pay the cost. She gives me inspiration. She helps my situation look brighter. And when I'm feeling down, she's my clown. She's laughter, she's laughter.
was 1,000 miles away. But don't I wish I was 1,000 miles away. I could be on a river or an ocean. I could make my body have motion and moisten my mind with the notion of being free. To be free. To be free. But don't I wish it to zap me in another day. I'd be flying in a silver saucer. I'd be a modern day Tom Sawyer. I'd be a nomad, so not to alter my freedom. To be free. To be free. Restless wind, blow me away. Blow me far and blow me hard. Blow my memory, make it dark. I'll start over with just my heart. I'll start over with just my heart. I'll start over with just my heart.
Four great tunes from the Will and James Ragar LP from 1980. We heard, starting from the beginning, As the Day Grows Tired, She's Laughter, My Shining Sun, and Don't I Wish to Be Free. I'll be playing some more tunes from that album in the next edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, so please stay tuned. If you would like to communicate with me via email, you are welcome. I'd be glad to hear from you. My email address is FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. FMOE, Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. Okay, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's time to activate the Radio Thrift Shop time machine. It's almost as much fun as shortwave. A few little problems with the transmitter here. Just check this wire. We'll be right back.
Made you glad you belong. I remember now. the sweaters made you play a little better, or at least you try. Meanwhile on the corner a group is singing in three-part harmony. Woo! Was a time when you couldn't find a better place to be. Do-do-do-do-do, sweet city song. Do-do-do-do, sweet city song. Do-do-do-do, sweet city song. Coming next, traffic jams and greedy hands. Did you read it in the text of the daily news, the subway blues? How does your garden grow? And the strikes and the likes all lined up in a row. Something is wrong here, it doesn't belong here. People are locking themselves behind their own four walls. It falls from the skies here, but no one's surprised here. And maybe that's the saddest part of all. Jesus reaps Muhammad's peace, the Lord is on their team.
Another night. locked inside her. Everything I thought I'd ever need. My heart keeps crying, you gotta hold on a little bit longer. But my head is sure that it's time to leave. Wishing that I didn't know the truth. But they tell me that my friend is dying. Oh, New York City, can you say it ain't true? Can you tell me now before I'm leaving you?
Some extremely poignant and melancholy music there by Cashman and West, part of the American City Suite. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I've got one more tune for you. This is, again, from the Indio Big Harvest CD released in 1989. Probably the one song that may be known from the CD, which was re-recorded recently by Eddie Vedder, for a film called Into the Wild. Enjoy.
When I walk beside her, I am a better man. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. And when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hard sun beating on the big people. In the big hard world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. When I stay to pillage her, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again.
There's a big heart sun beating on the big people.
By my side, when I try to understand, she just opens up her eyes.
There's a big, there's a big.
understood to lose her when I saw what I had done. Burned down and threw away the hours of her garden and her sun. So I tried to warn her and turned to see her weep. 40 days and 40 nights, and it's still coming down.